Hello, Chatterbox listeners. It's Rob here with another highlight from the Countryside podcast with Chris Skinner and Matthew Gudgeon at High Ash Farm. Today, Chris shares a fascinating mystery. His nectar field has had a surprise influx of bee orchids. But just how long does it take these flowers to grow from seed to bloom in the wild? Well, even the experts aren't quite sure. Here's Matthew and Chris with more.
Rat is off the lead and he's bounding around like a extra from a Lassie film.
You're telling me. Yes, I did get into films once. I played the lead in Lassie.
Ouch.
Sorry. He's skirting along there. We're on one of the large fields at High Ash Farm and it's close on 40 hectares in total. Stretches way away into the distance, all one field, and it's now my pride and joy because it's a pollen and nectar field. And in previous podcasts, quite recently, we've been looking at some of the things out in the countryside that you can't see. Basically, they're not there. When you look across a field, things like the worms, the moles that are under the ground, and some of the plants as well, which also have underground stores over the winter months, things like the bluebells and the snowdrops, and they're all now starting to put in an appearance. But there's a plant growing here all around our feet. There's an area of particular soil on this field which goes diagonally across this hillside, Matthew. You can actually see there's a slight difference in the greenness on the side of this hill. It's almost bare ground and there's quite a lot of moss here. And it's pure clay. It's got a special name because it's got chalk in it. It's called marl. So it's very, very high pH soil. Lots of lime in it, in other words. And what's happened is over the centuries, it's been ploughed and the soil has worked its way off the top of these hills down into the valley. So the valley behind us is sort of verdant green and much more fertile. But I've got a kind of lots more questions than answers in my head because there's last year plants growing here which had hardly been seen before at the farm, and I cut a little walkway in. You can see the dark green line in where I made a footpath in. We're standing right next to Boudicca Way, one of the main footpaths that goes through from Norwich down to Diss, and it's right beside where we're standing, and I'm going to do the same again this year. But I've got a mystery because there were bee orchids here last year for people to walk and come and see, and there's probably getting on 800, 1,000 of them, and they were all really on this clay outcrop with all the chalk in it. And bee orchids are, you could say they're bee orchids as a swear word, because they tend to be there 1 year and then disappear for 4 or 5 years, or even longer. They're sort of there 1 minute and gone the next. And what's happened is something quite extraordinary, which I don't know the answer to, but orchid seed is incredibly light. It can blow off in the wind. It doesn't have its own food reserve with it. It has a special relationship. When it gets back on the soil, a fungus will surround the so-called seed, and it's there and it's growing under the soil as a seed and will eventually form a tuber. But the tuber doesn't produce any leaves, and wait for it, nobody knows how long that relationship is under the soil before the orchid actually throws up leaves and come into flower. So I thought I would call an orchid expert, and I happen to know one. His name is Andrew Wallace Bannister, and he used to live in Norwich, and he was growing orchids from seed way back in his childhood, and he became obsessed with them. He now runs a business in Lincolnshire, in Grantham, selling orchids and growing them. And I had a chat with him about what's happened under our feet, because if you look down you can see some rather unusual plants. If I go down my hands and knees and just put my ruler on the ground, I've brought a 12 inch school ruler. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, there's 20. more or less in a little bit more than a square foot. And the further we go up the hill, the denser and denser they are. I've put a little marker in.
And these are orchids?
These are bee orchids. And they've not been here before. So, obviously, this has been a pollen and nectar field for 20 years now. So how long have those orchids been developing under the soil in this sort of fungal relationship? It's called a mycorrhizal relationship, where a fungus actually surrounds the orchid seed. And it's a kind of communal relationship, if you like, a commensal relationship. One feeds the other, and it's really odd. So have worms brought the orchid seed up from way down? Remember, we looked at worms and we discovered that they go down in the soil, perhaps sometimes more than a metre deep, the little earth burrows, and they bring soil up and take organic matter back down. So are these orchids from centuries and centuries ago? Because some seed in the soil becomes dormant and doesn't grow. I'm thinking particularly of poppies. And at Rothamsted Plant Research Station, I know for a fact because I visited it when I was at college, we went there and there were some seed files there that they keep, and they had poppy seed there, which at that time was 120 years old, and it was still 90% viable. And you remember First World War with the trenches, when you had all the soil brought up from underneath in Flanders, the fields were red, and it's still the symbol of, obviously, Remembrance Sunday. And so some seeds last a long time. So the question is, how did the orchids get here, and why are there so many? What's special about it this year? If we walk up,
I think it's a rather wonderful idea that they came from way below. And yes, of course, for centuries this has been under the plough and food production, and in the last 20 years it hasn't.
It's fantastic wheat soil, so there's an element of guilt. But just look here, all over I've sort of put little stakes in, so I know where I can safely mow. So if I put my foot rule, and I will ring my poor long-suffering photographer up yet again, Laura, will you come and photograph my orchids, please? Because here's the ruler on the ground, and you can see rats just arrived, very excited. You can see there's 20 just in the length beside the ruler there. So bee orchids, anybody who studies botany, the first time you see a bee orchid, I can understand what causes a huge excitement. They are so exotic.
But when you devised this field and the plan for it all those years ago, you had absolutely no idea that this would happen.
No. I put here, there were about 20 species of British native wildflowers, things like oxeye daisy, red clover, sandfoin, yarrow I can see right beside us. Here's yarrow, Achilles milfolium, the plant with 1,000 leaves, if you like, all the British native flowers that would, and when you do that, only half of them will thrive. The other half just sort of fade away. They don't like where they are, but they'll grow happily elsewhere, and that's so. There are about 25,000 species of orchid in the UK, and we have 40... Sorry, in the world, I should say, so don't get too excited.
Still, that's a lot, isn't it? 25,000?
25,000 in the world. Some of them grow on rocks, some of them up in trees, but in the UK we have 49 species, and some of those are incredibly rare now. There's one called Lady Slipper, which only grows in one area, and it's heavily protected. But nevertheless, whichever orchid species you have, they're incredible. The bee orchid looks as though it's imitating its name, if you like, a bee, to kind of sort of encourage a bee to mate with the flower, if you like. Actually, the body is almost furry, and on the flower head itself. And I'll bring you back here in June, I promise, and we'll be able to enjoy all of these in flower, because these are big enough to flower. They're not sort of one-year-old orchids come up above the ground. They've got leaves on which are sort of 75 mil across. That one's about 3 inches across. So they're very, very common here. But there's something exotic about them. Orchis comes from the Latin of testicle, because of most... excuse me. Most of the species have what's called a double ovoid tuber at the bottom of them, and they grow from that. But really fascinating plants to know. They can be underground growing with this relationship with soil fungi for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, even before anything comes up above the ground. Yet another one of those fascinating things out in the countryside that we don't know the answer to. And Andrew couldn't actually say. He grows them orchid from seed in a special solution which he has. And usually can get them to flower in the first, about after 5 years. But out in the wild, nobody knows exactly how long it takes between seed and the first flower from this particular species, the bee orchid.
We'll come back later in the year to see them at their very best.
Yes, I promise we'll do that, as long as we're both fit and healthy and well. But just look at that. What a sight. The ground's absolutely peppered with them all over. Everywhere you look, there's orchids coming up out of the ground. What a surprise.